You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us back to ancient time to explore the legend of the Gordian Knot.
From antiquity comes a legend that is framed in history but also steeped in ancient mythology. From the time of Alexander the Great, a brilliant young general who straddled the world by conquest, whose name the Great was used to describe him even during his brief lifetime, comes a tale so persistent that it just begs to be examined. Throughout the pages of history, there are few stories that so completely mesh together the various strands of legend, lore, myth, and an actual historical record as the one that we explore today, that of the Gordian Knot. According to the Greek historian Herodotus, a people known as the Phrygians established a kingdom in modern-day Turkey in the 8th century BC and established a great city known as Gordium. Inevitably, their kingdom fell to the Persians and finally to Alexander the Great. They are a people whose history is deeply steeped in mythology, linked to the Trojan War described in the Iliad by Homer, and also linked to the legendary King Midas. Where their history intersects the expanding empire of Alexander the Great is where the legend we explore today originates. When Alexander the Great expanded his empire, he encountered the kingdom of Phrygia, but according to the legend, the gates to the city were tied closed with the most intricate of knots. And being presently without a king, the legend goes on to state that the man who could enter the city by untying the knot and thereby producing a single strand of intact rope would be the rightful ruler. In 333 BC, Alexander approached the city, found the Gordian knot, and unable to find its end to unravel it, he simply drew his sword and sliced it in two, yet with the same desired end result of being able to produce a single rope that was completely intact except for the point where his sword had severed it. A miraculous result, taken as an omen by most, that Alexander was not only the rightful king of Phrygia, but would be the king of the known world. Since that time, the phrase Gordian knot has come to be a metaphor for solving a seemingly impossible task or riddle by approaching the challenge from an often simpler perspective. Interestingly, the story appears in every major work of Alexander's life. And while sources seem to agree on repeating the legend, the means by which Alexander dealt with the so-called Gordian knot is much in dispute. Those supportive of Alexander's ability and conquests are quick to proclaim the miraculous sword cutting, yet others propose alternative solutions. Whether or not a miracle occurred with a single stroke of his mighty sword is very much a subject of ongoing discussion, and it certainly isn't the only time in history that a ruler, legendary or real, has found supernatural events as omens to justify their sovereignty. However, true to the related Gordian legend, Alexander the Great went on to rule, that's right, nearly the entire known world. When something seems impossible, this legend points us to think outside the box, or try something simpler, perhaps. Even for the average person who doesn't seek to rule the world, the lesson of this ancient legend seems to be that solutions to challenges often come when we stop overthinking. As Alexander the Great himself is quoted as saying, "There is nothing impossible to him who will try."
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.